This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report's Wall Street Update for Tuesday, March the 10th. It's been a turbulent day for share markets on both sides of the Atlantic. London's main index closed 2.5% lower. That's its sharpest one-day fall for 5 months. In New York, the Dow didn't fare much better. We'll have a view from Wall Street in just a moment. First, though, a perspective from London. Here's Brian Tor at the stockbroker JM Finn.
It's really been quite a bloodbath, worst day for a long time. The only real reason that one can look at, apart from the underlying worries, is that oil has dipped below $50 again. And I suppose this sparks people re-examining what may happen with deflation in Europe, whether QE is going to be too late to make a difference there, and it's a reminder of all the other problems that exist around the world. So it's simply investors also, I think, taking a bit of profits. We've had quite a good run on the FTSE 100, and there's a little bit of nervousness around, particularly in America, where everyone's expecting interest rates to go up.
Brian Tor, well, a cue if ever I heard one for veteran Wall Street watcher Bob Brusker in New York. For him, that sell-off was triggered by Monday's start of a $1 trillion economic stimulus program by Europe's central bank.
This is about, oddly enough, the start of quantitative easing by the European Central Bank. What it does is it focuses people's attention on the differences in monetary policy in Europe and elsewhere, and people start thinking of the Fed raising rates. But, of course, today, there was really nothing about the Fed raising rates, even though all of the talk is about how that's the focus. I think what actually triggered it is the fact that the ECB is caught going in the opposite direction. And people use this as a lever to kind of talk about the U.S. But, in fact, the data from today, and we had three different reports, were basically not data that are very much lining up on the side of saying that the Fed needs to do anything soon. In fact, even the job report from last Friday that showed so much job strength was not particularly a very strong argument for the Fed to raise rates, because once again, we had very little lift in average hourly earnings, which tells us we're not really creating many good jobs. We're creating low-paying jobs. Productivity in the U.S. has been falling, which is more evidence that we've been adding these low-skill, low-productivity jobs. And, you know, when you add it all up, I don't see how they could possibly be raising rates as soon as June, the way some people think.
Bob Brusker. Well, the Dow eventually closed down 1.9% at 17,662. That 2.5% fall for London's main share index took it down to 6,702. How about the oil price? Well, April New York light crude, that was up a little, up 42 cents at $48.71 a barrel. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBCWorldBiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBCBusiness.